Hey folks, Dan Frio here with some breaking news for February 12th, 2025. So the inflation numbers came out and they're actually worse than expected, folks. This isn't what I was expecting, and I think this is a shock to the markets as well. So let's take it over to Rick Santelli real fast so he can explain what's going on. Then I'm going to show you the ramifications of all these numbers as soon as he's done. So take it away, Rick. Let's see what you have for us this morning, buddy.
Futures are taking based on some data that's out right now. You're now looking at the Dow futures off about 222 points. Let's get right to Rick Santelli. He has that CPI number.
Yes, it's hot data. We look at yields moving up, pre-opening equities moving down. January read on CPI up 0.5%. We're looking for up 0.3 in the rearview mirror, up 0.4. And I do caution, there's annual revisions coming out, so some of my comps may change. But at this point, to find a higher number than 0.5, you're going all the way back to June of 22. We've had plenty of 0.5s, but that's where the higher number is. And if we strip out the all-important food and energy, also hotter, up 0.4, double what's in the rearview mirror. Equals several occasions, but the highest number to be a higher number, 0.5, would be April of 23. If we look at the year-over-year data, up 3% on the headline year-over-year, 0.1 hotter than both front and back. And if we look at 3.0, it would be the warmest going back to May of 24. Now let's look at year-over-year and strip out the all-important food and energy. Also hotter, 3.3. We're looking for 3.1. Rearview mirror is 3.2. To find a higher number, you're going to May of 24. On the indexes, remember, these go back quite a ways. And are we making new highs here? Yes, new high, 317.67 on the non-seasonally adjusted. If we look at core, 324.74, also a new high. There's never been higher indices on either headline or core. And I also would like to throw a little water on the conventional wisdom that January is this big, important reset. I looked at 21, 22, 23, and 24, 4 years post-COVID, and maybe one time in every synopsis, so whether it's headline, year over year, was January the highest. There was many where it was equal to other months, but predominantly we saw many February and Marches that were higher. So the reset, I don't know that I buy into it, but in either case, if there are resets, this month certainly looks like one. Back to you.
Okay, so what he's saying is the reset. There might be reforecast, reposting of numbers and things like that, because a lot of these numbers get revised, but those numbers are bad all the way across the board. Let's get over to it. But this is what you're going to see in the headlines today. Consumer prices rose 0.5 in January. That's month over month, and then 3% year over year. Here's what they're breaking down just per line by line. So you got core inflation month over month. Last reading was 0.2. Supposed to go up a tad to 0.3. It came in at 0.4. Here's the number that surprised me. I thought this number was going to come in at 0.3. And it surprised me, and I think it surprised a lot of people on Wall Street that it's that. And then when we get a 3 handle on the CPI, that's not good news, because everything's moving in the wrong direction right now. So what's going to happen is exactly this. We got the Dow Jones, the S&P, NASDAQ, everything is down. The only good news here is we got an oil down. That's going to help inflation a little bit. Right through here, here's what's happening in the bond market. Let's get rid of Rick Santelli so you can see the bond market right now. This is what we focus in on to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates. And again, folks, what you're seeing on the screen, this isn't the rate. This is the price of a mortgage bond. You can see that right at the top. It says MBS. So what you're seeing right there is 98.28. That's the price of the bond. What you have to understand with this is how this correlates into rates, mortgage rates, is as the price goes down, rates go up. When the prices go up, rates come down. Let me do a little analysis of this so you guys understand how bonds work. And I do this usually about once a month. So what happens is, let me show you how when you increase the price, the yields come down. Okay, so let's say, for example, we have this mortgage bond. All right, this mortgage bond trades and it has a maturity value of $100, just to make it simple. Okay, so I'm going to buy it from you today and I'm going to give you a low price. I'm going to give you $50 for your bond. Okay, you give me the bond, I hold it for it comes, I give you my bond back, you give me my $100 face value of the bond. Okay, so I gave you $50 originally. When the bond matured, I got $100 back. So what was my yield? I doubled my money. My yield's 100%. Let's drive up the price. Okay, so let's say the price is $100 I pay you today for a $100 bond. Okay, doesn't make much sense, right? But go with me. So I give you $100 today, you give me the bond. I sit on it for a year. I give you the bond back in a year. That's the face value. That's the maturity value. What was my yield then? Zero. I didn't make any money. So do you see how if the rate or the payments go up, the price, the yield comes down. So this is what we don't want. We don't want the prices to come down. We got a little green ticking up right through here, so that might help us a little bit, but this is a pretty bad move here, folks. But let's see if there's any recovery. CME FedWatch tool, well, the guide. This is basically telling us where the economy stands right now. Nothing moved here today. But we want to focus in on this right here, the federal funds rate, 4.25 to 4.5. What's the Fed expected to do in 35 days? Well, let's scroll down and see what they're expected to do. Oh, this thing needs to be refreshed. Let's see if we can refresh it. Go down through here. So if you want to see this, this is basically what's expected down the road. So we'll click the probability. So now the probability is we're going to stay right there, 4.25 to 4.5. You can see that right through there. Let me see if I can blow up my screen a little bit, but my head gets in the way. But you can see that right through there. Okay, so there's a 97% chance it's going to stay there all the way down through. The only time that it's looking to maybe change is, woo, this is way out there now. Now they're saying all the way to October of this year is when they're proposing the first rate cut. This was supposed to be in March, then May, then so forth. So it keeps getting pushed out. Only time's going to tell, folks. But we need to get this inflation under check because with the dollar is deteriorating on a daily basis. So not good news for mortgage rates today. This is why I always tell you guys, when rates drop, you know, they pick up, you know, a quarter or a half a point, pick up, you know, lower rates in a short period of time. And I start putting out refinance videos. You got to jump on it because these rates aren't lasting long. So please check out those refinance videos. That right now, but let me go over to tell you a little bit about who I am and what I do. So our motto here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Okay, so I'm going to come out with a video later today to show you exactly how we do it. I pull the curtains behind the scenes and I can show you, you know, the systems that we use. That's how we do it. So the good news is I work at a federally chartered bank that gives me a license throughout the whole. But the cool thing is we're also set up with 30 other lenders, I'll put it that way, or mortgage companies, banks, credit unions, that we can offer you their rates and their programs. So this is why I always say we're a one-stop shop, one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, if you can do this on your own, God bless you. If your only concern is I just need that rate because I know everything else about the mortgage business, God bless you. You know, good luck out there. But what we're looking to do is partner up with people that are looking to help for help. The keys in your hand, or maybe even a check because you're refinanced, maybe skipped a couple payments and dropped down your payments. So I'd love to help you. Like I said, I'm in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. How do you reach me? Go to therateupdate.com. Here's our website. You can do a few things. You can hit the apply now button. This is working, actually going to my site. This one is a consultation. You can schedule a consultation with me or Alan. Okay, so just click there. You'll have a ton of availability there. And down through here, it's going to give you our 800 number. I'm still in the process of porting this number over. So if you're having a number, please just shoot me an email at dan@therateupdate.com. Give me your name and phone number and your question. Love to get back with you, answer any questions that you have, or, you know, answer some other questions that you might have. So check out for today's letter video. I'll be posting on how we actually shop 30 different lenders. Pretty cool video. And then I'll be back at the closing bell to let you know how all this mess ends for the day, folks. So good luck out there. If you need some help, reach out to us. Otherwise, have a fantastic day. See you later. Bye-bye.